Our previous estimates of 6 to 8 weeks weren't even close. This one storm is going to change the face of our planet. Here's a projection of 24 hours out. This is 48 hours out. And in 7 to 10 days. When this storm is over, we'll be in a new ice age.
Hello, Earth-loving viewers, and welcome to CinemaScene on Supreme Master Television. Today we are going to review three films that present the situation we never want to happen, life on our planet after an environmental destruction. Through the eyes of filmmakers, writers, and actors, we can become even more determined in our resolve to do everything in our power to make sure these tragic, human-induced events will never take place on Earth.
If you look over there behind me, that's a tornado! Yes, a twister in Los Angeles! It's one of many tornadoes that are destroying our city! There's another one! That's the Los Angeles skyline! It's unbelievable! It's huge! I've never seen anything like that!
Our first feature is The Day After Tomorrow, directed in 2004 by Mr. Roland Emmerich, who was also co-writer and co-producer of the film. The movie opens in Antarctica, where climatologist Dr. Jack Hall, played by Dennis Quaid, and his two colleagues, Frank, played by J.O. Saunders, and Jason, portrayed by Dash Mihok, are conducting research for the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. Their findings indicate that global warming will instigate a worldwide ice age that will affect future generations. Dr. Jack Hall presents this information before an audience of international diplomats at a United Nations conference. However, they are skeptical of his warnings.
The concentration of these natural greenhouse gases in the ice cores indicates that runaway warming pushed the planet into an ice age which lasted 2 centuries. What I do know is that if we do not act soon, it is our children and our grandchildren who will have to pay the price. Our climate is fragile. At the rate we're burning fossil fuels and polluting the environment, the ice caps will soon disappear.
While Jack is trying his best to convey the very real and imminent threat of global warming, he must be away from his family. His wife, Dr. Lucy Hall, played by Sella Ward, works in a hospital, and son Sam, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, is a highly intelligent high school student. Sam is traveling to New York for an academic competition with teammates Brian, played by R.J. Smith, and Laura, played by Emmy Rossum.
We just got these results from our simulation model. They explain what's causing the severe weather.
Look, I'll have to look at this later. I have a meeting with the director of FEMA right now.
This is very urgent, sir. Our climate is changing violently, and it's going to happen over the next 6 to 8 weeks.
I thought you said this wouldn't happen for another 100 years or so.
I was wrong.
Well, suppose you're wrong this time.
I wish that I were, but I'm sure that you're aware of what's happening all around the world.
Look, we're making all the necessary preparations for this storm. What more do you expect?
You have to start thinking about large-scale evacuations right now, especially in the northern states.
Evacuations?
Yes.
You lost your mind, Hall. I have to go.
Mr. Vice President, if we don't act now, it's going to be too late.
Meanwhile, sudden intense weather affects areas around the world. Tokyo, Japan is pelted by football-sized hailstones. Multiple tornadoes devastate Los Angeles, California, USA, due to severe turbulence. The U.S. president suspends all air traffic over the nation. three helicopters which fly into the eye of one of three huge storms are immediately disabled by an incredible temperature drop of minus 150 degrees Fahrenheit. As events unfold, a group of scientists at the Headland Climate Research Center in Scotland record a massive drop in water temperature, believing that the melting of the polar ice is disrupting the North Atlantic current. They called Jack for a prediction of when the ice age will occur. His model shows that it will happen in a mere 7 to 10 days.
The current depends upon a delicate balance of salt and fresh water.
We all know that.
Yes, but no one has taken into account how much fresh water has been dumped into the ocean because of melting polar ice. I think we've hit a critical desalinization point.
It would explain what's driving this extreme weather.
Headland had some pretty convincing data. They've asked me to feed it into my paleoclimate model to track the next set of events.
Hold on, Jack. Are you suggesting these weather anomalies are going to continue?
Not just continue. Get worse. I think we're on the verge of a major climate shift.
Extreme weather conditions are already having devastating effects. Jack advises the U.S. president to evacuate the entire southern part of the nation to Mexico, saying that it is too late for people in northern areas to travel.
In this case, we're talking about a global realignment. The superstorm will last 7 to 10 days. When it's over, ice and snow will cover the entire northern hemisphere. The ice and snow will reflect sunlight. The Earth's atmosphere will restabilize, but with an average temperature close to that of the last ice age. I'm afraid it's too late for them. If they go outside, the storm will kill them. At this point, their best chance is to stay inside, try to ride it out, pray.
Just half an hour ago, Mexican officials closed the border in the light of so many U.S. refugees who are fleeing south in the wake of the approaching storm. These people came here in anticipation of crossing into Mexico. Instead, they've been met with closed gates.
And now, in a dramatic reversal of illegal immigration, thousands of people are crossing the Rio Grande into Mexico. The scene that's unfolding here behind me is one of desperation and frustration. People have abandoned their cars, grabbed their belongings, and they are wading across the river illegally into Mexico.
In New York, a tidal wave inundates Manhattan, and Sam and his companions are trapped in the city library. Sam is able to communicate by phone with his father, who urges his son to keep as warm as possible and remain indoors, for one step outside could result in instantaneous freezing. He also promises to come to rescue his son. Jack's faithful friends, Frank and Jason, insist on joining him, and together they risk their lives, making the journey via car and foot to Sam. But in the face of perils, can they make it? Will Sam, who is at the heart of the storm, escape the lethal freeze? A Day After Tomorrow is an eye-opening film that emphasizes the real need for humanity to be good stewards of our fragile ecosphere. Through this exciting, fast-paced story, A Day After Tomorrow tells of the strength of a father's love for his son and highlights the noblest qualities of humankind. A Day After Tomorrow won 4 awards, including the 2005 British Academy of Film and Television Arts BAFTA Award for Best Achievement in Special Visual Effects, as well as another 8 nominations. CinemaScene will be right back with 2 more movies, so stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
These past few weeks have left us all with a profound sense of humility in the face of nature's destructive power. For years, we operated under the belief that we could continue consuming our planet's natural resources without consequence. We were wrong. I was wrong. The fact that my first address to you comes from a consulate on foreign soil is a testament to our changed reality. Not only Americans, but people all around the globe are now guests in the nations we once called the Third World. In our time of need, they have taken us in and sheltered us. And I am deeply grateful for their hospitality.
Those were the years after the ice caps had melted because of the greenhouse gases. And the oceans had risen to drown so many cities along all the shorelines of the world. Amsterdam, Venice, New York, forever lost. Millions of people were displaced. Climate became chaotic. Hundreds of millions of people starved in poorer countries.
Welcome back, kind viewers. Our next feature is the 2001 science fiction film Artificial Intelligence, AI, which was directed, produced, and co-written by the eminent Mr. Steven Spielberg. The movie takes us to the mid-22nd century, where ecological disasters from global warming have drastically reduced the human population. To maintain civilization, advanced humanoid robots, known as mechas, who display thoughts and emotions, have been created. David, played by Haley Joel Osment, is the prototype model of the newest mecha produced by Cybertronics. David is designed to be able to virtually feel love for his caregivers. The company decides to test David on one of the Cybertronics employees, Harry Swinton, played by Sam Robards. Henry and his wife Monica, portrayed by Frances O'Connor, have a son, Martin, played by Jake Thomas. However, a rare disease has put Martin in a coma-like state, and doctors say hopes for finding a cure are not high. Though hesitant at first, Monica eventually accepts David and irreversibly activates his imprinting protocol. David will now eternally love Monica as a child would love his mother. Monica introduces David to Teddy, a walking and talking super toy that decides to be responsible for ensuring David's welfare. Martin is unexpectedly cured and eventually brought home. One day, Martin asks Monica to read them Pinocchio. Martin convinces David that Monica does not love him because he is not a real boy. The resulting series of events causes Henry to decide to have David brought back to the factory. To save David, Monica leaves him and Teddy in a forest as unregistered mechas. With Teddy at his side, David sets out to find the blue fairy from the story of Pinocchio, so that he may ask her to turn him into a real boy. He thinks that if he returns to Monica as a real boy, she will love him and let him stay with her. He meets other unregistered mechas, including Joe, played by Jude Law. Together, they try to escape the unkindly treatment of some humans who believe that mechas will overpopulate the world as the state of the planet deteriorates. Joe takes it upon himself to help and protect David and Teddy on their mission. Will they find the blue fairy? Will David one day return to Monica as an authentic boy and be loved as her real son? Artificial Intelligence, AI, is a film about a boy who, though made of mechanics, fosters a love that is very real. It is a touching reminder for people to be appreciative and understanding of all of Earth's inhabitants. Haley Joel Osment and Jude Law deliver powerful award-nominating performances. Artificial Intelligence, AI, was nominated for 2 Academy Awards for Visual Effects and Original Music Score. It also won 12 other awards and was nominated for 40. Our final movie for today is City of Ember. Based on the 2003 novel of the same name by Ms. Jean Dupreau, City of Ember is a 2008 science fiction fantasy production directed by Mr. Gil Keenan. It takes place in the City of Ember, an underground city built following a disaster on Earth to sustain a human community for 200 years while Earth's surface recuperates and becomes once more inhabitable. A safe, secretly passed down from mayor to mayor will automatically open after the 200 years. It will contain the instructions for the citizens of Ember to resurface from their land of artificial lights to that of true sunlight. However, when one of the mayors passes on unexpectedly, the safe and its message is unknowingly left in a closet in his house. Thus, no one notices when it clicks open at the end of the 200-year countdown. As time goes by, Ember's food supplies are dwindling, and their electricity is failing. The incumbent Mayor Cole, portrayed by Bill Murray, continues to reassure the population that everything is fine. But two young people, the orphaned messenger Lena Mayfleet, played by Saoirse Ronan, and pipe worker Dune Harrow, played by Harry Treadway, are not convinced. One day, Lena, who is a descendant of the last mayor to have the safe, finds it in her home. Inside the safe is a card as well as an ancient paper with instructions on how to exit the city of Ember. Dune teams up with Lena to find the way out, but when they report their discovery, they find that Mayor Cole has been working to hide this vital piece of information from the rest of the city. It is now up to Lena and Dune to save their fellow citizens by interpreting the faded instructions. As they work to find the way out of the rapidly declining community, they uncover the secrets of the city and their own pasts. In fact, their parents had also collaborated on this very quest. But they also realize that Mayor Cole has other supporters working to stop the two heroes. Will Lena and Dune be able to locate the exit? Can they save the people of the city of Ember before it's too late? City of Ember is an exciting adventure film. By following the young duo in their race against time to unravel the mysteries of the City of Ember, the movie exemplifies the courageous spirit of true leadership. City of Ember was nominated for 3 awards, including 2 2008 Satellite Awards for Best Art Direction and Production Design and for Best Costume Design. The Day After Tomorrow, Artificial Intelligence, AI, and City of Ember each depict imperiled worlds which call forth humanity's most virtuous nature. Indeed, they are stark reminders that gentler care for each other and the environment is needed for the welfare of our jewel of a planet. The movies can be interpreted on many levels, showing courage in the face of adversity, demonstrating the inherent goodness of the human spirit, and also as a profound forewarning. Please take all measures possible so this does not become our reality. Cherished viewers, thank you for your company today on Cinema Scene. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, coming up after Noteworthy News. May heavenly faith be bestowed on you and your loved ones.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.